talking about bringing back old railway stations, bringing them back. Let's speak to Bruce Williamson, who's from Rail Future. He's with us live on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. This has been done elsewhere in the county. Does it, in the country rather, Bruce, does it work?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, the problem is that there are, well, there are so many examples. We've actually produced a book on it, actually. In England, they don't seem to have been as forward-looking as they have in Scotland and Wales, actually. So in Scotland, there's a few recent examples, the Borders Railway, the Ebbervale Line, and so on, which have all sort of proved hugely successful, and numbers have exceeded expectations in many cases. So it's frustrating that, you know, rail campaigners such as us have such difficulty in getting these things done. It takes forever, it seems.
Yeah, and it sounds expensive and complicated. That's one of the problems. There's a lot of different hands involved.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you know, you won't be surprised to learn that money is, of course, one of the major obstacles, and particularly at a time like now when we're sort of suffering from austerity and cuts to public spending left, right and centre. It's very difficult to find the funding. And, of course, there's huge bureaucratic hoops you have to jump through to get these things done. So, yeah, it's sort of a combination of good news and bad news on the opening front, really.
Would extra stops, though, on certain lines irritate people? They go straight through at the minute without stopping, and you're going to have to stop if there's extra railway stations opening.
Yeah, of course, it's a mixed blessing, and you have to sort of plan these things very carefully. So you can sort of have a combination of stopping services and express services and what you call skip stopping. So some trains stop at one station, some trains stop at another, and so on. So you've got to get that balance. But, I mean, this is something that's been going on since the dawn of the railways, really, whether you have expresses or stopping services. And you've got to get the balance right to sort of serve the people who want to use the railway.
Interesting. Good to speak to you, Bruce. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future. He says, yes, it does work where it's been done. It's been a success.